The Chamberlain was as starched as his collar. I beg your pardon, madam, but I do not see your name on Her Majesty's calendar. Perhaps you were scheduled for a different day. His raised eyebrow implied how unlikely he thought the possibility. I knew that getting an interview with the Queen was a long shot at best, but when your funds can only half fill one sock, it's time to embrace long odds. No, sir, I do not have an appointment for today, nor any other day, but was hoping you could give me a time in the near future when Her Majesty and I might speak. I see. The eyebrow descended regally to its original height, while the nose elevated, a minor act of facial acrobatics I could not help but admire. I'm sorry, Miss Harkness, but Her Majesty has no time for an interview today, or any day in the foreseeable future. Please, be on your way. I gritted my teeth. I had known that being shown the door was the most likely outcome, but the man's air of superiority left a sour taste in my mouth. Very well, sir, I managed to say without snarling. I presented my card in a final act of supplication. Should Her Majesty's schedule have an unexpected opening, please reconsider my request. I doubt the man would have accepted the card had he not been wearing gloves, and I feared it would soon find itself in the nearest dustbin. But life is marked by unexpected strokes of good fortune. The cost of a single card would be worth the wager he'd pass it on. I heard a voice summoning the man from inside the Queen's parlour as I left, and I was nearly at the bottom of the stairs outside the palace when his wheezing voice called out to me. Miss Harkness, please, a moment. If I'd told the man I saw perspiration on his brow, I believe he would have died of embarrassment. He cleared his throat as he struggled to catch his breath and, fleeing dignity, then straightened to pronounce in his most stentorian tones, Her Majesty will see you now. I curtsied. I couldn't help myself, and my smile must have made his collar feel even tighter. Thank you, I managed to say without laughing. Apparently, he'd overstepped his bounds and was being taught a lesson by his mistress, to my benefit.